You're muted.
Okay, I unmuted it a second time. Hopefully it'll stay this time. Okay, so as I was saying, I would like to begin by clarifying one point from last Thursday night's shiur. Thursday night we discussed the halachas of cut flowers, and we said that putting flowers into water on Shabbos, even if they're flowers that don't open, putting flowers into water for the first time is a big shaila and it should be avoided. And we mentioned certain circumstances, maybe one could be makel if the water is available already, but typically not. But if they were in water already, they could be put back into water. So I think the way I said it over was that if they were in water when Shabbos began and then they come out, they could be put back in. But that detail when Shabbos began is not necessary. It's not, the point is not what the situation was when Shabbos began. If these flowers were in a vase of water or a pitcher of water, then even before Shabbos, even if they came out on Friday before Shabbos began, they could still be put back into the same water. That's the nekuda. The point is you're only allowed to put them back into the same water. It's irrelevant whether when they came out of the water, whether they came out before Shabbos, on Shabbos, as long as you're putting them back into the same water, it's okay. All right, now moving on, I'd like to go, getting back now to issues of food preparation. I'd like to begin discussing some of the halachas, the relevant halachas of the malach of tochein. Tochein means grinding, and grinding from a Shabbos, Hilchos Shabbos perspective means minimizing, reducing whatever the item is that you are working with, cutting it down, chopping it, grinding it, mashing it, any form of making it smaller, reducing the size of the particles is considered a issue of tochein. Gets into the malacha, the impossible iser of tochein on Shabbos. Tochein applies to food matter and non-food matter, edible and inedible things. Like it applies even to wood chips. You can't grind up wood into chips or metal, excuse me, or anything else, even if it's not edible. When it comes to food, which is our primary focus, when it comes to food, so tochein only applies to gidule karka, which means foods that are grown from the ground, fruits and vegetables. It does not apply to meat. And I will just parenthetically mention, in some areas of halacha in Hilchos Shabbos, where the term gedulei karka is used, it actually includes meat. But because animals, although they don't grow from the ground, but they are sustained, they are nourished by eating grass and other things that grow from the ground. So in some halachas, gedulei karka does include meat, but here it doesn't. In the halachas of tochein, gedulei karka is more literal, that which actually grows from the ground. So meat is not included, fish, eggs, cheese. These things, there's no problem. You could grind up eggs into tiny particles. You have hard-boiled eggs, and you want to chop them up into many, many small pieces. On Shabbos, there's no problem. Same thing as that, like with cheese or meat. You cannot use a specialized tool. You can't use a specialized knife or grinder or something. It has to be a simple thing, a regular knife, a regular kitchen knife. But as long as you're using that, there are no restrictions on chopping up those things which do not grow from the ground. But also, provided they're edible. What I mean is raw meat is not part of this exclusion. Raw meat is included in the Isra of Tochei. Raw meat, which you may want to chop up for animals or for birds or animals, that will have the restrictions of tochein, and that okay. But edible meat, cooked meat, which is edible for humans, is not bound by tochein. You could chop it up into tiny pieces, even if you desire to. The main issue of tochein in the kitchen is fruits and vegetables. Fruits and vegetables, which obviously are considered to grow from the ground, whether they grow directly from the ground or whether they grow in a tree, that's called gidulei karka. And there, the rules of tochein apply fully. So that would mean certainly you couldn't grind a vegetable. You can't take a a carrot and grind it down into powder, carrot powder, or anything of that sort. But it also means you can't chop it up into very small pieces. You're not tochen means tochen includes that you cannot grind a fruit or a vegetable into very small pieces. Now, how do we define very small? What is the shear for this? So the post can say there is no exactly defined shear. It is not something that has a clear definition, and therefore the Mishnah Berurah says one should be very careful not to make it too small. And the working definition is that the pieces should be made larger on Shabbos than they would be typically during the week, meaning it'll vary from vegetable to vegetable or fruit to fruit. But that should be your bar, your standard, that the way you would normally cut it up during the week and when you wanted to make a salad or whatever it is, that's too small. For Shabbos, the pieces have to remain at least slightly larger. And a second condition is that it should only be done for immediate use or samach l'suda, just as we said by borer. Now, the difference is by borer, it's a clear factor. And if you do it samach l'suda, you take the good from the bad, and without a keli, as we learned, you could do it, you do it la'alter, you're fine. By tochein, it is questionable if that's matrid, meaning is the isser of grinding up vegetables only when you're not doing it for immediate use, or does it perhaps even include immediate use? So the one of the Rishonim, the Rashba, says that no, it's a heter. It does not include immediate. If you do it for immediate use, you're not bound by the rules of tochein. So we rely on that, as I said, provided you also are careful not to chop it up as small as you would during the week. But if you follow those two guidelines, you make the pieces a little bit larger than during the week, and you do it for immediate use, which again means, like we said by Borer, when you're preparing for the Suda, even if the Suda is not going to be for another 45 minutes, but you have 45 minutes worth of preparation. So within the 45 minutes worth of preparation, you could cut up salad into small pieces, provided they're a little bit larger than it would be during the week. Now, it'll vary if you're making a salad that has tomatoes and onions and other things. So the onions, typically onions, most people will chop up onions into smaller pieces than tomatoes, because most people don't want to bite into pieces of raw onion, large pieces of raw onion. So onion is typically made smaller than many other vegetables. So on Shabbos as well, it could be smaller. It should be a little bit bigger than the onions during the week. And the tomatoes will be a little bit bigger than the tomatoes during the week. So in relative terms, the onions will still be smaller, but they won't be quite as small as they are during the week. And neither will the tomatoes or the cucumbers or whatever else. Okay. Now, there's a shaila in the poskim. What happens if I don't dice the vegetable, the fruit? Let's say I cut it only in one direction. I say I slice it. I make slices. I take a carrot and I cut it... in a vertical position from top to bottom, and I make carrot slices, or I do that with a cucumber. I cut a cucumber into slices, or any other fruit or vegetable. Is that included within tochein that I have to be concerned that it not be too small, and I should do it samach l'suda, or is that not tochein? Perhaps tochein is only if you dice, you go in two directions, you chop it up, but not if you make slices. So this is a machlokas poskim, meaning a number of the great achronim say that there is no difference. Slicing is the same as dicing for the purpose of this malacha, and therefore you are bound by the same rules, not too small, and do it samach l'suda. There is a tshuva for Rav Moshe Feinstein Zatzal where he holds differently, and he says that slicing in one direction is okay to do on Shabbos that is not bound by the rules of tochein. So I would think that typically one would try to be machmir here because there are a number of the great achronim, even earlier than Rav Moshe, that are machmir, and it's not an insurmountable hurdle to make your cucumber slices or carrots a bit larger than you would normally during the week and to do it just before the meal. But if, as always, if there's a a makom tzarech for whatever reason, there is Rav Moshe Feinstein to rely on when you're slicing. He says for that reason, he talks about using an egg slicer. Now, an egg, well, eggs, we said, there's no problem of tochen as it is. But we did say, or if we didn't, we should, yeah, I think I did say, that even when you're slicing, or when you're when you're doing tochen to eggs or other things that don't grow from the ground, you're still not supposed to use a specialized tool. But Rav Moshe says an egg slicer is okay. That's not a specialized tool. And you could use it on an egg. And according to Rav Moshe, you could even use it on a tomato. I don't think it'll work on a carrot, but maybe on a tomato or something, because it's only slicing in one direction, which is not, according to Rav Moshe, is not considered tochet. Just want to end this discussion for tonight. Well, hopefully, you know, Beis Hashem intend to continue on this topic, but the Mishnah Berurah does say from the Chayyadim that if one chops up onions or radishes, that's his mashal, onions or radishes very finely, and he does it sha'a oshtayim, an hour or two before the suda, then it's very likely that he's chayav karban chatas, meaning that he has violated Shabbos on a deraisa, and that the vegetables cannot be used. As we mentioned recently, at the end of last week, if a person does a malacha on Shabbos, even b'shogeg, even unintentionally, they did that which is a malacha deraisa, according to the Pesach of the Shulchan Aruch, they're not supposed to benefit from, not supposed to eat it till after Shabbos, not them and not anybody else. It should not be consumed till after Shabbos. So here too, the Mishnah Berurah says that if one would cut up onions and radishes, and those are just examples, it would apply to whatever vegetable. If he cuts them up into fine pieces, smaller than we're allowing, and he does it an hour or two before the meal, which is not samach lesuda, he says they should not even be consumed. Okay, I just want to again remind, I mentioned at the end last week as well, that Emir Hashem is starting Tuesday, we're switching to a different meeting ID. The Shir Beis Hashem will continue, but starting Tuesday, the new meeting ID will be the following, 773-983-9701. The password will remain, as it's been, remain Shabbos. Mir Hashem, hopefully I'll remind you tomorrow. Tomorrow's still on the same meeting ID, and I'll try to remind you of the switch tomorrow. Thank you very much. Have a good night. Bye-bye. Amazing.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Could you
come and help me with my